So here we are again, 12 months on from last year, with Peter Fothergill, David Fothergill, Richard Burton, Peter Carmichael and Eamon Maddock, who are the Dayglo fishermen.
Yeah.
Now then, Richard, what about the name? Have you decided to change it?
Yeah, well, originally I thought Dayglo fishermen was a bit too long-winded and so on. It wasn't very compact, especially when we started promoting stuff to record companies. It was a bit shorter, more concise, something easier to remember. So we shortened to DGF. And also, it's easier to work out logos and stuff, and a better image, graphic image of DGF as abbreviated form. So that's one of the reasons why I did it. Much more concise, generally.
So this is part of the sort of progression with the band?
It's the much more, I think, much more professional, much more stronger image. That goes along for music as well. We're much more clear what we're doing. Now we're on to our fourth piece of music.
Yeah.
And it's developing in that way, much more professional in all aspects of the band, really.
Yeah, what about the style, though, Eamon? Are you sticking with the same type of music?
Not really, no. We were trying to have a shot at doing kind of house stuff, but I mean, quite frankly, we just weren't getting very far with that. We still have a shot at the old kind of dub reggae type thing, but again, that's been a bit more successful. It's not something we could do an entire tape worth of. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're doing beat like UB40, for instance, you know. So
we seem to have ended up as a kind of like indie stroke dance kind of music. Band,
if we could get a black vocalist, we would do some more reggae.
Yeah, we need a vocalist, a strong vocalist for reggae, and you know, we haven't got anyone who's got vocals strong enough for that. So this kind of indie dance crossover stuff is more what we're aiming at, and I think we're probably better. You know, we're getting more guitars into it now.
I think that's what's changed the band a lot. You know, the more guitars coming into it rather than just keyboards. You know, keyboards are great, but it's great to have another sound to create more depth to the actual music.
It gives it a lot more body, guitars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, we think this song's more simple this time.
More organic,
as well.
More body, more soul.
Well, let's listen to what first track you've got lined up for us.
The first track we'll play you is Where Were the Mice, I think.
No, it's Forms Collide.
Forms Collide.
Forms Collide. Forms
Collide. Forms Collide.
First one. Yes. Yeah.
Right, we're taking off from there then. So that was Forms Collide, one of your latest. That one's just been completed, is that right?
Yeah,
we need to mix
yesterday?
It properly, however.
Needs a bit of mixing, a bit of
The idea developed from Eamon Oakes a couple of weeks ago. We were working on bassline one night. It was very rough and ready, shall we say, but we took a few of the bars and cut it down at short length, so it is really strong bass line.
I must admit that we basically started again with that, though.
Actually, it is completely different from that.
Yes.
Sound-wise and note-wise.
The inspiration came from
On Christmas Eve, although it has to be said, it was altered quite considerably from the original.
But
which
the
virtually unlistenable.
Basis of the song is just found the couple of bars of bass line delayed quite a bit. And it kind of worked out its real groove and put some drums on it.
Yeah,
that's the basis of it.
It inspired it, that's fair enough, but it wasn't the basis of it, I don't think.
But I think also it kind of puts the music into a new kind of direction a bit. You know, it's slightly different from what we've done in the past.
I think,
you know, it works a lot better. It's a much more complete piece of music than what we've done in the past.
Yes, it is, Richard. Yeah.
You've got recordings. What about playing live? Have you done much of that?
Oh, yes.
Well.
we did an experimental gig, just not to see if we could play live.
And did that happen?
Badly.
Well, I wouldn't say badly.
It didn't go so badly, but... It happened, and it was
okay. Put it that way.
We only had a small audience of less than 15 people.
We did it. We did it to a small audience with little rehearsal, so...
Maybe need a bit more experience?
Well, I thought the first half of the set was pretty dire. I mean, that we doing sets too long. I mean, it just didn't work.
It was only semi-live anyway, so...
I mean, basically, we have to rely on tapes for some of the bass lines. Although we did get as much in guitars with live, we had to rely on some keyboard stuff as live, it is fair to say. So it wasn't just like a PA, like a lot of dance acts.
It was more of a promotion than a gig.
Although, having said that...
As such, because it wasn't really that live.
Although, I don't think that matters in this day and age.
Compared
to most
live.
Dance acts, it was a lot more live than a lot of them are these days.
Just listening to a tape, it doesn't sound plastic or pre-recorded to me.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of different sounds there, the guitars and so on, and vocals. And the keyboards, various keyboards, you know.
Nothing
could
be that shambolic.
I thought we captured the live feel.
Considering we anything on tape that was recorded
could not sound as bad. And Sean, he was on the guitars that night, we rehearsed a lot for about 2 months beforehand.
Yeah, but it did all fall apart live, it has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a little rehearsal special. Together, I think. I mean, everybody was rehearsing their own little bit separately, and when they all came together to do it, it didn't quite work as it should have done.
Oh, some songs did, though.
And plus, we didn't get the Stonehenge stage set
finished in time while they're going.
It was worthwhile doing. We're glad we've done it.
It was a shame, wouldn't it?
It was.
So that's got your act together quicker.
Has that put you off then, or will you continue to try?
We will do more live stuff, yeah, but not in the near
probably
future.
Probably in a similar looks like, because at Easter we'll probably all be back for a short while, but we'd rather concentrate on doing some new songs, seeing as we seem to be getting on quite well with them at the minute, you know.
And what sort of response have you had so far then to performances?
It's been overwhelming.
Well,
I can't walk down the street anymore without getting abused.
We have got tapes out.
Less of your private life there, Richard.
We have got tapes out to people in Hexham, and we have had a fairly okay response. We've got a new tape out soon, so it'll be interesting to see what people think of that. It has got 6 old tracks on it as well, which have been completely changed and re-recorded. So.
Well, we have had T-shirts printed, and people are seen in the street wearing them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where bags can we see those in?
Manchester.
And around Hexham. And in Munich also.
Yeah, Munich.
We have connections in Germany.
We could give you a T-shirt, Gary, but it would cost you £3, however.
I'll see about that. This publicity business with T-shirts and so on, do you think that's an important part of it?
Well, I think
so. That's essential. Merchandising is essential.
Yeah. No, I don't think it's essential at all.
No, I think it is.
At the end of the day, people see it.
People want
to get the band there. It has to go straight to a director. It has to go to record companies and so on. It has to go to media.
Yeah, obviously.
You know,
yeah.
You get nowhere flogging a dead horse like wearing T-shirts. You know, we do
that. No, it's extremely important. It makes people feel part of the band.
If you're a mega band, you know, doing
part,
world part tours, of course it's important. But
part of the spirit of glory. It makes them feel part of the spirit of glory.
No, you've got to go direct to...
You've got to do... That's totally different. That's a completely different end of it. T-shirts, just like...
Enough petty bickering.
Make them feel part of the band.
This band is democratic.
Yeah,
I think towards record companies, if you show them that you have put in the effort to try and promote yourself, they will
but
be more keen.
It's like flung a dead horse trying to promote a band just by selling T-shirts.
We're not selling T-shirts.
The band doing that.
Yeah.
It's what the public wants.
I mean, the fact is, we will be sending off demos of new stuff. And we had one reply. There's a small record company in London, Blue Movement, who would like to hear some more stuff. So we'll send them that and see how it goes. And we get record company just to send stuff off. I mean, you just got to keep plugging away at it, you know.
I also got some stuff played at a couple of clubs as well in Blackpool.
Yeah. And Dontino's in Hexham as well. I mean, people in Hexham. I mean, there are quite a few people with tapes who do know what we're doing. So I mean, that's what counts, you know.
So the response from the music industry has been more positive than negative, you think?
So, yeah, we've had a bit of interest.
Generally, compared to a lot of bands, we get absolutely nothing back at all.
Compared to most local bands, we've done really well. A lot better.
We were given an offer last year by this guy, saying it was on a record company, but it was me and Peter went down, and as Peter would probably agree, it was pretty dodgy, you know, the deal he was giving us. So basically, we had to chip in money towards it to put records out, which didn't sound very good to us.
We had to pay for the recording, which wasn't very good at all.
Do you think it's easy for new bands coming up to get ripped off?
Yeah, that's always been very easy.
It's always been that way.
Yeah, especially by smaller labels. Yeah.
So what about the new year? It's January now. Are you going to continue as before, plugging away with new stuff?
Basically, yeah.
We will continue. It's a little difficult though because we're all separated.
Me and myself and I, Eamon, do a lot of promotion. We have done the last few months. We've got business head paper and so on. We'd sent all the stuff to, because things like a permanent address at the moment, I'm still down in Hexham.
I think we're all going to go away for a couple of months.
Headquarters has moved
and while we're away,
at Easter.
Yeah, we'll meet back at Easter with a load of new ideas.
But I'm saying over the next few months, we'll be promoting a band to radio stations and record companies, kind of direct, which me and myself, Amy and myself will be doing generally.
So if you could decide for yourselves, where would you like to be at Easter then?
Personally, Gary, I like to be having a well-paid job at Easter.
Because as you probably know, a lot of unemployed graduates.
It does have its advantages.
I'd like to make a political comment here as well. I'd just like to blame the government for a situation at the moment. Mr. Major, get your finger out. Get us a job. Sorry,
So you definitely want to continue, though, plugging away and getting into the music industry as your career.
Yeah, I mean, we could keep going with it, because, I mean, we only do stuff when we're all back, which isn't often, but, I mean, it's enough.
Do you think, though, that there will come a time if you don't get the success you want, that you'll just turn elsewhere and look for something else as a career?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's highly likely in the next few months, I would say.
Yeah.
So this time next year it might all be over, or
I think we decided.
It will never be over.
No.
It'll be over when we decide we don't want to do
anything. I mean, Spirit of Glow is just what
what is that?
Oh, sorry.
I've been hearing Spirit of Glow for the last few months. Can you explain it to me, Peter? What is Spirit of Glow?
You mean you can't see what the Spirit of Glow is?
No.
It's been very sad for you guys. It's so sad. I'm obviously deeper than you guys.
Deeper in what?
Deeper.
In debt.
deeper than the rivers. I'm deeper in debt than most of you. I can say that.
No, I've got quite severe debts, actually.
The only person deeper than me is Dave.
You know, this isn't the money program, lastly. We're discussing music here.
I think it's good to get off on a cycle like that.
On a tangent.
Get into our personal lives and things like that. Yeah. Get
well, Dave, your personal life is pretty wild and exciting, so you could go on about that for a while.
Well, I could do, yeah, if you are willing to listen.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure a lot of you know what my personal life entails. Anyway, I mean,
oh, are you prepared to go into this now on hospital radio?
It's pretty scandalous.
I don't know if, well, yes, indeed, if the hospital radio will allow me to do so. Yes.
What exactly are you talking about then? Is this all down in Manchester?
Yes, not in Manchester. Yes, Manchester's a splendid place, Gary. You ought to visit it sometime.
Really? Mm.
Nice pubs.
There's many pubs, as Richard knows well.
Mm. I don't know if you get much sense out of Dave if you visited him in Manchester.
You embarrassed yourself.
Oh, did I, Richard?
Yes, you did.
Oh, he who was falling all over the place.
No, this is true.
And making claims to be a rock star as well, so I heard.
Well, I can't remember.
Dave was.
Was I really? I don't remember that. It's true.
We all know about Richard's chatline fiascos as well.
Shut up. Yes, Richard is a chatline addict, but I think we'll leave it there.
No, he's... Pete was referring to something
Hello,
else,
I'm a rock star from the northeast. Young
teenagers on the phone.
Racking up the opponent's phone. Well, Richard Burton, age 24, is it? 23, yes. Spends hours on chat lines. Poor, sad chap.
Kids, all I would say is don't do it yourselves, you know? Because it's not good and you get massive bills.
You do get an awful bill. 38p minute cheap rate, 45 minutes.
It's a disgrace. but anyway, I think we've had...
Anyway, back to the questions for the
day.
Sorry
to get sidetracked.
It's all right. So I was just going to mention one last thing. Last year you were on about things like Marmite and woolly trousers and stuff. Is this all abandoned now? And
Eamon's the official apology.
Eamon is just about to apologise for the scandal.
Last year, Gary, I just wasn't feeling very well. I think I'd eaten something rather unusual, which didn't agree with me.
Magic mushrooms.
No, they weren't magic mushrooms, actually, Dave. Well, actually, I picked these strange mushrooms in the field behind my house, and I had them for breakfast, you know, and I just didn't feel right all day. As I'm sure a lot of the listeners, you know, they've probably experienced this before themselves.
His face.
So anyway, you know, just disregard what I said last year.
Ahmed Mohammed.
Anyway, Gary, please continue.
So a year on, you're wiser and maybe not richer, but...
older, more wiser, and I think all the hairlines are receding now as well, Gary.
Except mine.
And mine.
Mine is.
Mine's gone, mate. Mine's well gone.
Well, thank you very much,
Gary, your hairline seems to beat in a hasty retreat.
Is it?
I like the jumper. It's nice. Where'd you get it from?
I don't know, Mark's, I think.
No. Anyway, I think we're rounding off there.
I am wearing Mark's underpants.
I'll just do this end bit so that I'll ask you that question a bit, that end bit a bit. What was I talking about?
What are you talking about?
What are you on?
This is an edit, by the way. This will not be on the interview.
I'll just go on to say...
Yes, it will.
Where you want to be in the new year, and then I'll just sort of end it there.
Right.
Okay, so
where do we want to be in the new year?
Well, just go around
anywhere
individually.
Within the new year, where you want to, what sort of?
Okay, go around one by one. That'd be easy.
Is this to do with the music?
Okay, yeah. Anything.
Music.
Yeah.
So it's the beginning of 1992. Where do you want to be in 12 months' time? Now, what about you?
Don't get all shy and bashful, Peter.
Well, it's a difficult question, though, isn't it? Where do you want to be?
Well, if we're 12 months, if we haven't made number one, the album starts about this time next year. Like an empire, that wouldn't be at all surprising.
And if we haven't.
Yeah, if we haven't made number one in the album charts and we haven't made any money whatsoever, I think we ought to look for other things.
We may consider getting a job.
Pete already did.
Instead of playing benefit.
Well, we'll call it today now. To the Day Glow Fisherman, or GGF, as you know. Thank you very much.
Gary, and a happy new year.
Happy new year to all of you out there.
Happy new year to all of you.
You hospitalised me.
You sick, depressed.
Don't. There is life after death.
Oh, we got it. Fading out.